Continuing with Qalb-e Salim, yesterday we looked at the life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we see what makes him one for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Safat says, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, when he came to his Rabb with a Qalb Salim. There is a hadith in Hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the heavens and the earth cannot contain me, but the heart of a mu'min contains me. And it is therefore quite apparent from the life we saw of Ibrahim alayhi salam yesterday that the essence of Qalb Salim is obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. And the manifestation of obedience through servitude of creation always becomes apparent through our adab. Our akhlaq, the way we manifest ourselves, portrays the state of our qalb. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the lowest form of knowledge is that which remains on the tongue. It increases in value when it is translated into action, and then it becomes a pillar of life. That which touches the heart draws us towards it. And therefore, the first manifestation of Qalb-e Salim is in our behavior towards those who are the closest to us. Our first relationship when we are born as human beings is with our parents. And we've got to examine that and the value of parents before we can go any further in understanding Qalb-e Salim.